This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Hollywood news of the day comes via Beijing. Dalian Wanda, the Chinese conglomerate that bought AMC Theaters back in 2012, is set to close a multi-billion dollar deal with Sony Pictures. Deadline Hollywood reports the deal is going to give Wanda a slice of Sony's big franchise movies, the ones that appeal to global audiences. Funnily enough, a couple of weeks ago, I sat down with the guy who almost certainly had a hand in brokering that deal. His name is Dominic Ng, and he is arguably the most important banker on the U.S.-China economic axis. He's the CEO of East West Bank in Pasadena, California, and he spends his time connecting Chinese investors with American companies, especially those in the film business. So when we sat down a couple of weeks ago, as I said, I asked him how that came to pass.
Well, I think it's more of a natural for East West. We looked at strategically, what are the type of industries in U.S. that is important to China?
Yeah.
Today, Chinese box office tickets are over $7 billion. 2017, China will exceed United States. So from that standpoint, I see that the growth is going to be tremendous. It is just natural for the Chinese studios who wanted to come to California in Hollywood to learn how to produce and make global movies.
When you come in on a Monday morning, do you look at the Chinese box office receipts for the previous weekend?
Absolutely.
Do you?
Yeah. Because that is critical to us. We need to know what's working, what's not working, who's doing well, who's not doing well, because most of the Chinese studios in China are clients of East West Bank.
Yeah.
And so we got to keep up with it.
What's it like for you to be stuck between two economies, really? I mean, you have to please people in both areas, in both countries, when their interests don't always necessarily align.
You're absolutely true. The interests not necessarily align. And also, oftentimes, there are a lot of cultural differences.
Yeah.
That's what East-West come into play. Our position is that I think it makes me very happy, and then our most of our associates here are excited about doing our job. I mean, banker is a kind of boring job. You know? And, you know, with the last 6 years, you know, there are enough people trashing banks, you know.
Yeah.
So we looked at it as how do we keep our spirit up and have a good sort of like good spirit to go and work. I mean, every one of these deals that we worked on, we feel good about East-West play a role to help bridge the gap.
The Chinese economy right now is slowing, right, from its amazing growth rate. The American economy, while not super strong, is doing okay. Does that make your life more complicated?
It does to a certain degree. A Chinese economy is not going reverse. It's just the growth rate is slowing down. But one has to always look at, in long term, the largest and the second largest economy in this global setting just have to work together. And there's going to be plenty of business to do. I mean, I think since 2008, 2009, when President Obama kept urging the Chinese president to bring in the entourage of investors to come U.S., as we have witnessed, massive investment are coming in. And these investments are creating great jobs for U.S. And that's something that we should always keep that in mind, you know.
What do you make of the tendency of American politicians to demonize China economically, to go after it for, and you hear this all the time, currency manipulation and unfair trade practices? Do you think there's a way that the American political system can acknowledge the realities of the economic relationship that we have with the Chinese?
I don't think so. Not in any near
future. That's discouraging.
Yeah, not in any near future. The reason I say that is that I think that the challenge of democracy is such that, particularly the American democracy, which a two-party system, it is a zero-sum game, because either the Democrat win or the Republican win, and then there is so much of the focus about, well, we not only need to get the presidential seat, but we also need to make sure we control Congress and so forth, of the Supreme Court, when there is so much of the winning based on the party affiliation, you can't get productive in getting work done.
I wonder if you want to get bigger, because it's good for banks to get bigger, but maybe not too big so that you can sort of, and I say this not pejoratively, but so that you can fly below the radar a little bit of the bad attention that banks get in this country sometimes.
You're absolutely right. And the nice thing about where we are today, if you look at my day-to-day activities, yes, I'm managing the bank. I mean, looking at the operation, assessing risk, but also I'm out there on a daily basis with our clients. So I'm never too big to fail, you know. And we never got into subprime and then all these derivative right. stuff. We just focusing on taking care of our clients one customer at a time.
Dominic Ng, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.